This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The family of a man who was shot and killed in Colorado Springs last week is asking the city's police department why it did not respond to a 911 call reporting the man had been taken hostage. CPR's Dan Boyce says Quaylen Campbell's family is considering a lawsuit.
The 32-year-old Campbell was killed in what police are investigating as a murder-suicide, just 1 mile from the police dispatch center. Harry Daniels is an attorney for the family. He says Quaylen's wife, Talia, had called 911 an hour earlier, saying her husband had been taken hostage in his work vehicle.
They didn't respond at all to her call for help for hostage. They responded to after shots been fired.
Police have named the other man in the vehicle as 44-year-old David Carrolls. It's unclear what happened before Campbell was shot. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
There were 81 patients with confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the hospital this week. That's just 4 more than the all-time low recorded last spring. Immunity from vaccination and prior infection, plus the warmer weather, are all thought to play a role in the trend. The Anschutz Foundation is donating $50 million to fund the Anschutz Acceleration Initiative. CPR's John Daly reports the gift aims to help push Colorado medical breakthrough.
The Anschutz Acceleration Initiative will award funds to programs with advanced medical treatments and transformative solutions with the best potential to reach patients in the next few years. The advances could come in a wide variety of areas through prevention or population health, treatments, therapies and diagnostics, medical devices, digital health technologies, or other approaches. Grants will start going out to CU Anschutz faculty in January 2024. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have a chance for thunderstorms again this afternoon and highs in the 70s. This is CPR News and KRCC.